In a major policy speech today, Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said he will coordinate Israel's planned withdrawal from Gaza with the new Palestinian leadership. A short time later, the frontrunner in the upcoming Palestinian presidential election, Mahmoud Abbas, rejected that offer. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Last year, speaking at the same forum in Herzliya where he spoke tonight, Sharon unveiled his plan for the Israeli pullout from Gaza. Today, he said, that plan unites the state of Israel and he is determined to proceed with it. Sharon said he envisions Israel as a democratic state with a strong Jewish majority. In the past, Sharon had said the withdrawal from Gaza would be unilateral because, he said, there was no Palestinian partner. But today, he said, he's willing to coordinate the Gaza withdrawal with the new Palestinian leadership as long as it takes responsibility for fighting terrorism. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, the front runner in the upcoming election, rejected Sharon's offer to coordinate the pullback. In a telephone interview with Reuters, Abbas said, quote, "The terms mentioned by Sharon were not new. They prejudge the final status negotiations and are unacceptable," he said. Sharon also said the death of Yasser Arafat last month offered a new opportunity for the emergence of Palestinian leaders ready to reach a deal with Israel. He said Israel will assist Palestinian efforts to carry out elections, which are slated for January 9th. The prime minister also appealed directly to the Palestinian people with a message of conciliation.
For quiet and a hand extended in peace, we will provide quiet and a courageous hand extended in return. We want to live side by side in peace. We have no desire to rule over you or run your affairs.
Sharon added that Palestinians should have their own state because for Israel to continue controlling Palestinian areas would mean one people maintaining control over another people, which he described as an untenable situation. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.